The bill introduced today by New Berlin Assembly Republican Mike Kuglich lays the groundwork for a fund that's paid for by $25 million in the state budget. Kuglich says the biggest hurdle for a young entrepreneur to overcome is capital.
So it only makes sense that an economic development strategy for a state should include investment capital.
At least a few Democrats support the bill, including Baraboo Representative Fred Clark, who says the two parties don't agree on much these days.
So when a solid proposal that promises to create jobs has been developed by a legislator of any party, it's time for us to step up to the plate.
The fund would be run by a manager picked by the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. It would require $2 in private investments for every $1 invested by the state. All investors, the state included, would share in the risks and rewards, meaning that if companies do well, the fund could grow. When investments fail, the fund could shrink. Stevens Point Democratic Senator Julie Lassa supports the idea of a fund, but says without a bigger upfront investment, this fund could fail.
Because the money wasn't deployed fast enough, that we weren't able to create in the private sector jobs fast enough, that the legislature will walk away.
Lassa and Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca say they'll push for a larger fund that could be paid for by tax dollars, bonding, or some combination of both. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.